to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Let's get females in the ring or something.
Big Zulu.
Bonang and Zintle, something.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
And Bonang traps, eh?
No, I think it was Zintle Ashaya.
Bonang trapped Poppy, remember Poppy?
Ah, oh, but Poppy Joanna, bro, come on. She's a cheese girl, soft life, private school kid. You know what I mean? Bonang is Dorothy, bro, you know? She's anti-Dorothy. When it comes down to, you know, who they are, come on.
Enda, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Coast Ladies, yeah. Yep. I is, yeah. Yep. Soul Pinduka is, yeah. Yep. I am here. Casper's Ego is, yeah.
Hey.
Bruised and battered.
Here or there.
It is knocked the fuck out.
Fucking hell. Yo,
what a show. Oh my goodness.
Great.
What a night, bro.
Oh, bro.
Fucking amazing.
Incredible.
Shout out to Casper's team, Vertex, everybody that
Bridge
was responsible.
Entertainment, yeah.
Yeah, Bridge
shout
Entertainment.
Shout out Casper, Abo T, Lee, Spike,
yeah.
Tatos Gee,
yeah.
The entire team, and what a fucking success.
Bro, I can't remember the last time I was excited, like last night. I think maybe 2010 World Cup, first match.
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You didn't feel it?
No, I did feel it.
I feel like the whole country was watching, bro.
Now the whole country. Well, those with the access.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely everybody with access was watching, bro.
Yeah.
That was nuts, bro. I mean, the build-up fights, the fight before Casper's. You know that's Casper's trainer got knocked the fuck out. You know that. And then he walks with them.
The one before.
He's trying to keep his eyes open. And he's walking with them. And he gets him up. This is a bad. And I tweeted him, this is a bad omen.
Yeah.
Casper's trainer got knocked out 15 minutes before.
For real?
Yeah, 15 minutes, he got knocked the fuck out. And that guy was leading on points. What's his name? Dumizweni.
He was
leading on points.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then he started getting arrogant. He was dancing. And while dancing, he left his body exposed, right? And like the guy who won hit him with like a few tough body shots.
Yeah.
And you can hear like his trainer's like, because he stumbled but tried to dance. I'm like, why are you dancing? And he's the most experienced of the two.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Next round, try the same ish. Knock the fuck out.
Yeah.
Got knocked down, trying to get back up. But the referee was like, yo, lights out.
No.
You know what I mean? Lights out, bro. And if I was Casper, I'd be like, yo, bro, stay in the dressing room. You know? Come out during round one and sneak by the corner. Don't come with me in the ring.
Yeah.
And then, lo and behold,
dude,
he goes on to lose.
What did you think of the match, Ghost Lady?
I was so excited. At first, obviously, first round, we all thought, okay, Casper is taking this. And then it changed. It just changed. And that's when we were like, okay, there's hope. There's hope for Nak. Like, that was just, I think at the end, we were thinking that it's going to be a draw. That's what we thought. So when they said Nak is the winner, no, guys.
After the first round, dog, I'm like, yo, Nak is in shit.
Yo, I saw. Because I was like, I saw Nak. He turns back on Casper. I'm flattered. I'm like, how? I got some Nak, man. What's going on? How? He said you had a fight. Man, there's some Nak. He can't face the music. I first round he had him, man.
Yo,
the second round also, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a strategy by Nak to tie him out because they were both tired, but Nak's fighting spirit.
Yeah.
No, Nak is a street fighter, dog.
He's a brawler.
Yeah, he's
got
stamina.
Yeah.
Because you gotta have stamina in boxing, bro.
Yes.
So you could tell, like, after the second round, Casper was tired, dog. He just kept hugging the nigga.
Yeah.
That's all he was doing,
the
bro.
Hugs.
Mr.
The
Huggies.
Hugs.
Huggies. For shit. yo, brother. But Naki is a brawler because Paper Cut, a DJ from the East, was like, he knows from high school. Naki was always, that guy was ready.
Yeah.
And even Fiso is like, my manager, you know, he's like, oh, I've been in a few fights with Naki, dog. Because he was like, look, I was wrong, by the way. I was wrong. I thought the whole thing was going to be rigged for Casper to win. I was absolutely wrong.
And shout out to Casper for not buying the fight. I respect him for that.
Yeah, shout out to Casper.
Because he could have easily.
Yeah. He could have, with the money, You know, we're not saying Naki's weak, but I mean, everybody has their price.
Yes.
So shout out to Casper for that. And people are like, so if Casper won, was I going to say it's rigged? No. Because you could tell on round two that these guys as both want to win.
No one is. I remember when they fell, they both got up quickly.
No, it was like quickly. The Twin Towers. Like someone called 911. 9/11. I saw that. I was like, yo, that was. And I saw the aerial shot. That was like legendary when they both fell.
Yeah.
You know, had Casper not fallen there, I think he would have earned that knockdown. But they both went down. Yo, bro.
I didn't think Naki was going to win, to be honest, dog.
You're like, rooting for him, though, right?
Yeah, I was rooting for him. Mm. But that's why we wanted to record yesterday because, like, Casper's going
to
win.
We wanted to record yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm glad we did it, though. What a move.
Great call. What a fucking night, bro. Because I honestly thought Casper shaded it with points, but I'm no judge. You know what I mean? People are like, Casper wasn't landing or whatever. And yeah, the judge is no better.
No. Fuck. Naki is a street fighter, dog. Because like, he took some punches and he still didn't flinch. Yeah. Nothing,
yes,
bro.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't stumble. Like, you know, he wasn't like, he's out. Mm. Ah, Naki is a brawler, bro.
It was just his legs and knees that just kind of looked like a that's when we were like, hey, you forgot that, you know, to focus on just the leg day, you know?
But no, shout out to professional boxers. I mean, these guys, Casper and Naki, are not professionals, but they've trained for so many months and still to get that tired after one round. And those were like 2-minute rounds. It shows you how taxing boxing is, like physically. It's no child's play.
No, it isn't. Rounds, so,
Yes.
And the thing is, leading up to the fight, Casper was saying, like, he didn't eat. He was eating just fish and asparagus. And I was checking because I got Naki on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Naki was chill, dog. He was playing FIFA the night before, dog. With these boys in the hotel. Triple shit. Like, Casper had a Twitter army.
That's why I thought it's rigged.
That's why as well.
He was so certain, even to the point that he tweeted. That if I lose, and we know Casper never wanted to come on this platform.
Yeah.
And when he tweets that, if I lose, I'm going to go into Mac G's podcast. But if I window, I'm never going there. So when he says things like that, I'm like, nah, how sure can you be and make such a public pledge?
Yeah.
If it,
unless
it's not
you
rigged.
Know, you know, it's going to favor you.
Yes, unless you know it's going to favor you. You're so arrogant, the Iron Mike tattoo, everything, man. Like, it was like, you know.
He was ready.
Like, he was just ready. Like, he was just sure. He was
and
so
then
sure.
Naki, on the other hand, has just been so quiet. So you think that he's just like probably said, hey, I got my money. Let me just keep
Even when they went to the weigh-ins, like, Naki, you know, like, Casper looked chiseled. He wasn't shaped. Naki, you looked underprepared. I'm like, how Naki, like, with the same kaba. I'm thinking, this thing, Naki's going to lose this thing. Yo.
And that was he was going to arrive wearing a vest, eh?
Like, slick talk.
And that was gangster when he walked in with AKS song. I'm like,
symptom!
I'm like, this nigga, what the hell?
Nobody had to. Mind games, he had to.
Yeah.
He had to, you know? He had to.
Do you think Casper will come on the show now?
It's a public pledge. You know, if he doesn't, we all lose a bit of respect for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We admire what he does in the game and pushing the bar and the envelope, but he made a public pledge. And if he doesn't man up, it's like him saying he gained respect for Slick Talk because Slick Talk said he's going to show up for the fight and he showed up. You get me? So if he says he's going to come onto the show if he loses and he loses and doesn't come, then we lose a bit of respect for him equally by the same token.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to come though, man. Casper never does anything that doesn't benefit him. So you'll never come.
No, he has
you see,
to.
That's the mentality we thought we had. We thought he wouldn't do a fight if it doesn't benefit him and his ego, which is winning. Of course, it benefited him in a business sense, but it didn't.
Yo, they make quap those niggas.
Yo. They made money, they make bank. Shout out to them, bro.
What a great concept, dog.
What a great concept. I mean, and especially the fight before. We were never. Last time I watched like a local boxing match was when there was Blow by Blow on Mabaleng. Remember Blow by Blow on Mabaleng? You know, when it was sponsored by King Kong. Remember? King Kong, Tombomela. You know, so the fact that we watched the championship, I don't know if it was what, bantamweight something, you know, the whole country watched a local championship and it was an entertaining fight thanks to him and his crew.
Yeah.
Apart from the business side of it, you know, great.
But you know, it started in America, this thing of like celebrities fighting.
Oh, yes. What's that YouTuber?
Oh, yeah.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Those ninjas started it.
Yeah. Great idea.
And it's
man.
Big, that side,
it's big.
Man.
It's great big. Idea. So he's got a really good concept going.
He does, because if they do it, and every time the undercards, especially right before the main exhibition fight, celebrity fight, you have then a title fight, you know, whether it be an international one involving a South African or South African one, that's how you get the numbers. Now, we didn't know Dumezweni and Ngxeke. Now we know that the champion is Landile or whatever Ngxeke. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, that's a beautiful thing to witness.
Did you see they were booing him? That was strange, bro.
Casper.
Yeah.
People are fucking fickle. I mean, they were all saying Mufasa.
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 Yeah.
Mufasa. When he lost, they booed him. People are fickle, bro.
No, they booed him before.
No, there was like Mufasa. I heard Mufasa. I heard a Mufasa chant.
There was a crowd that was booing him before the fight, and then his people started saying Mufasa to outlive
their boos. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But you can imagine, I'm sure cool, there was though. A, you know, people were there to support Nak, you know?
Yes, he also had numbers. Fair.
Yeah, I thought they would never boo him because it's his hometown.
But how many people came from this side going to support that side also?
Yo, did you see how many celebrities were there?
Hey,
crazy, right?
Yo. Celebrities that need relevance were sitting in the front.
Well, the right celeb city, though. Know?
Celebrities and influencers. Hey,
someone tweeted, hey, what was Dira doing by the judges' table?
Yo, do you see Minnie's looking good after the divorce?
Damn. That's always the case though, right? That's always the case, bro.
She can get it. Damn it.
She ain't giving it up to you, bro. Forget it, bro. Forget it.
Why are you trying to vote in?
Yeah, that's pinda food. Kuluma. That's always the case. I mean, look at Unati. That's always the case, bro.
Yeah.
Come back.
So, where do you think he's gonna? What is he gonna do now?
Rematch. Yeah, it has to be a rematch.
With Nak, I think Nak shouldn't do a rematch. No, take your win.
Nak should
on.
To prove that no. I will fuck Kasper up again.
No, he did very well.
And I think he probably will. Because remember, Kasper's been training boxing since lockdown. Nak only started a few months ago. Yeah. What? 4 months now, right? So if Nak gets more time, it could be a clear victory for him. No. Unlike now, it was a close call. But if Nak trains even more, it might be a clear victory for him. Because clearly Nak has got the stronger hit and the stronger punch.
Nah, they can't have a rematch, man. That'll be boring, dog.
What do you mean? That's boxing. It always happens.
Nah,
Tyson Fury and the Bronze Bomber.
Nah, we need something else, man.
You know, but I think with this one, move on. Now we need next. There's a
let's get females in the ring or something.
Big Zulu.
Bonang and Zintle, something.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. And Bonang traps, eh?
No, Zintle, I think it was Zintle Ashaya.
Bonang trapped Poppy, remember Poppy?
Oh, but Poppy Joanna, bro, come on. She's a cheese girl, soft life, private school kid. Oh. You know what I mean? Bonang is Dorothy, bro. You know? She's anti-Dorothy. When it comes down to, you know, who they are, come on. Poppy's a sweetheart. Oh, come on, dude.
Hey, but I'm worried about Casper, guys.
Why?
This is not. It's gonna take a while for him to accept this, bro. Cause you know he's very sensitive. He's emotional, bro, and he hates losing.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna come out of this one, bro.
I think it's gonna help him, you know, to accept that in life sometimes you do take L's. You know, you do lose.
And he was humbled.
Yes, and that's maybe what, you know, he could use it as a point of growth. Or you could, like you said, not accept it. You know what I mean? And be scarred for life. Mufasa scarred for life. Right? Or you could use it as a learning curve. It's like, okay, I'm human too, humbled. And work on that, you know? He's human, bro.
Did you see all the haters came out? Oh, they were tweeting shit about him, bro.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Nah.
Like, AKA...
Oh, AKA Tweeted?
Yeah.
What did AKA say?
LOL.
Oh, wow.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, I'm funny.
Yeah.
What's I funny? What happened to I funny?
I don't know, bro, but he tweeted some shit.
What did he say? What did he tweet?
Ah, some long-ass tweet.
Jeez. I funny. Went lost. I heard he's a boss driver, nah?
Is he?
No, I heard.
He's a...
Bolt driver.
Yeah. But he only drives females named Tina because of his surname.
Oh,
Google his surname.
What's his surname?
Google I find a real name.
I find a real name.
Bolt Tina.
It's Baltino.
Oh, Baltino.
And I guessed it.
Yeah, it's Costa's heard him. No, I'm kidding, though. I find he's a fucking engineer, dog. So I don't know where he is, but I'm pretty sure he's doing well for himself.
His tweet was Raga, Raga, Raga. Haga, oh. Haga, Haga. Mm. Family tree up in this motherfucker. Lotle mo li di ndwana tsaka. Except knock, 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 knock. Haga, oh. Haga, Haga. I'm not a fighter. I'm a Haga.
Oh, so there's that Raga, 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 Raga.
Yeah,
Raga, 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 Haga, Haga. I find you will never miss a chance like to clown Casper.
And you know, Casper can't do shit now.
You can't.
People will say, so like little knock when.
Yes, yes, yes. True. And now they've memed him. They've memed him even. Like, ooh, when we're sitting there, like,
oh, yeah.
It's great. Like,
now that's a lifetime meme. That meme is going to go around for it.
Yeah, whenever like he's out of pocket, people will just bring up that meme.
And whenever you rock more than 6 rounds now, you can say I lasted more than Casper.
Yo! Yeah. It's not as risky when you do these kind of things. Eh? Yeah. When you lose, it's like.
But I can't wait for the next album. You see, now he's mad, dog. He must get in studio now.
Oh, that loss.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
That loss is enough to.
It's just not about the loss, dog. It's about his ego. It's about everything that comes with it. Like, he can't talk shit no more, bro. And he's all about talking shit.
True. You say it's about how he takes it, though. If he takes it with grace, people will move on quicker. But if you can see that Wapenelo for the next 5 years, then people will always, because now it's a soft spot. It's like wounded. And they'll always just put pressure, apply pressure on that wound, and they get a reaction from him.
Yeah, but shout out to both guys, man. That was amazing, man.
That was incredible, bro. It was a beautiful,
evening,
man. Beautiful fight to watch, man.
I spoke to Nike. He says his rate for podcast and ride has gone up. Huh. He's a champion now.
Champion driver.
Champion rider. Hey, but see, bro, when I was watching Sun City, I'm like, fucking hell. This is a fuck fest, bro. You could tell, eh?
Yeah, the after party, I'm sure it was lit.
They gave them condoms on the packs.
On the packs, man. They had to,
on
bro.
On the party packs, they gave them condoms.
But it didn't help. I heard at Sun City, the hospital next to it, they ran out of morning afters.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. They ran out of morning afters.
For real?
Yeah, true story.
How?
It's real. Yeah, dog.
Jesus.
Dog, if your girl was at Sun City this weekend, I'll call her.
It's done, eh?
Yeah, it's done.
It's done. And I think it's pointless to give people condoms in their packs because people don't use condoms not because they can't find condoms or don't have access to condoms. People literally not condomize with the condoms there. So it's a bit pointless also if you think about it.
Yeah, fucking hell, man. I wonder what's next, man. You should actually become like a promoter. And then get celebrities to fight against each other.
I think that's what he's trying to do. I think that's what he's trying to do. Get into boxing promotion.
Because you can get like Prince KB and Knock. That'd be dope.
Oof. I don't think Prince KB will step up.
Nah.
I don't think he'll step up.
That'd be sick.
I mean, when you've seen that Knock can throw. You know? I don't think he'll step up.
Big Zulu, he's looking for someone to fight. Don't you want to fight him, dog?
No. I'm not a fighter, man. And also, I wear glasses. I can't see. And if anything happens, like if I get a good solid hit to my eyes, I'm worried. Because I'm child blind. I'm not trying to risk any of that.
For the sake of the podcast, dog, you can take on Big Zulu, bro. Come on, so.
Lapiro, you'll be my... You'll fight... Oh, she wears glasses also. IS friend almost looks like me. People say we're brothers, but he wears glasses also.
Make some noise if you want to see Saul and Big Zulu fight.
Put some glasses on the
emoji. Who else? Glasses. Put an emoji glass if you want to see Big Zulu.
Who else is big as Big Zulu here in this country? No, man. Someone else must fight Big Zulu. Fresh must fight Big Zulu. Someone, not me, man. I'm not a. Come on, bro. Hey, man. I'm a laugh, a little fire.
You're a hugger.
You're a hugger. You guys can hug it out.
Hey, man.
Anyway, by the way, man, Chilla told me that Israel, our episode with Israel, hit 2 million.
Yo. Whoa!
Yeah, man.
Wow. Damn.
Shout out to that episode. And people love that episode, bro.
That episode is magical, man.
It's got a lot of and its own, like.
As much as I think new people keep watching it, I think a lot of people keep going back to it, you know, because they get gems from it or some sort of, you know.
So you
that's
know
something to them.
You know what I was thinking? It's we should amazing. Create our own podcast plaques. You know, like artists have plaques when they reach diamond and gold. We should do that with our episodes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Create a podcasting standard.
True. No, let's do it. So 2 million would be what? 2 million would be gold?
No, let's do 500,000, let's do gold, ne?
But that's like 2 days, bro. We'll get those numbers in like 2 days.
So 1 million would be gold.
1 million gold.
Yeah.
And then 2 million is platinum.
Yeah. 5 million is diamond.
So there we go.
Okay.
It's done.
That's okay. It.
Can you write that in the podcasting history books?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So that even other podcasts, you know, they must meet that standard one day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, we need a lot of plaques then, because there's a lot of episodes that are in 1 million.
Is it?
Yeah,
let's give them. Because, look at other podcasts. Guys, they struggle to get 1 million views. So it's not something we should take lightly.
And we can give the plaque to the person who interviewed as well.
Yes. Not. Oh, yeah. That's the whole point of the plaques, right?
Yeah.
We award them, not us.
We award them.
No, we want ours here. Ours must be in the front here.
Okay, yeah, but we'll also create one for them.
But there's no space. There's a lot of episodes that hit 1 million, man. There's no space.
How big is it going to be? We're going to run out of space. Yeah. Then we'll start putting them, you know.
Scatter
them around.
Let's do that, man. Who can do that for us?
No, we can. We can get someone. Like,
we can get
a company that does, you know, like your trophies.
That does school trophies and, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we can just get them, choose something to be a plaque and put the logo for receiving. What do they write? No one has gotten any.
We never sold anything. Yeah.
We never sold shit. We must call Casper now. What did they write on the gold and the platinum? You know, but they do say podcast or whatever. I mean, whatever
awarded to
gold
for this
excess of numbers, these amounts of sales, right? Yeah. Something like that. I mean, views in our case. Write their name.
Who's gonna give Jup Jup's one? He's almost platinum. He's almost going platinum.
Oh, give him. Why? Well, why can't we give him?
I can't get a hold of him. I haven't spoken to him since that interview, bro.
Yeah, but he's not like angry with us or something.
No, not at all. I think he always changes his number, so I think he's got a new number.
Nah, I will find him, dog. I'll find him.
Yeah.
I was that fat kid who could always find him. Chup chup, it's Paisa. Even when hidden. Namashwam shwam. I'll find him. Don't worry. I'll find him.
So while I was watching the Casper and Nug fight, the whole time, you know what I was thinking? I wonder what Devin Gogo thinks about this.
We need Devin Gogo on the show. I love Devin Gogo. What a funny human.
The old Devin Gogo, not the new one.
Not the rebranded one.
Even the rebranded one. On Twitter, Devin Gogo would tweet. Even the rebranded one on Twitter should tweet like some funny things. Like, you know, when people are like, hey, why won't I have my headphones? Or should tweet that niggas can't play on 350s, can't DJ. Devin Gogo speaks her mind. She's always done.
No, she's too brand conscious now, bro. Back then, she didn't know she was going to be this big. She had given up. So she didn't give a fuck.
But also, guys,
can you bring up some of those tweets? Those tweets are funny, bro.
True. But Sam, she was like 13, 12, you know?
For real?
Yeah, she's 28 now.
Yeah.
And some are from like 2000 and thingy. And 12, 13, she was a kid.
Dog, she had 20 when she was 13.
Okay, not 13, but she was like 15, 16. She was a kid. Shit that I was tweeting when I was a YFM and I was a grown adult, you know what I mean? It's wild. Thank God that account never exists now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, sometimes you just tweet shit, you know? Like, you're like, just tweet, like, whoa, did I say that? Thank God, though, you know, people can't find my tweets.
Do you have some of her tweets
there? I've got one.
Yeah.
So, I think it was a picture of.
Oh, here's another one.
Of Casper, right? And I said, I mean, it's clear on the left. So, aka cash and carry on the right hand side, you know, hashtag CR7. And then Devin Gogo goes, Gogo print versus dick print. That's why.
I actually didn't feel Casper, yo.
So, Gogo print is
Casper. That's why they leave you and go for colored boy.
My helper is the most annoying thing in the world. I could just karate chop her. Devin Gogo's wild.
Nah, Devin Gogo's wild, man. But you're still Devin Auntie, though, right? Funny as hell, man. What a funny person.
We should get her to watch the podcast and only her tweets pop up while we're doing the show.
Nah, man, she's a vibe. I love her.
Fuck, the wildest thing I heard this past weekend, right? Because I got a friend who's still like in radio.
Oh, yeah?
And apparently, like, the podcast has been spoken about in boardrooms, like, with high-profile people, and they're trying to shut us down, dog. Like, they're plotting to get rid of us.
For real?
Yeah, I could have tried with making the advertising money dry up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they thought that would, like, you know, make us go away.
Ooh.
But we're still here.
Nah, we're here.
And now it's, like, it's getting hectic, bro.
Nah, they must try, man. This podcast was brought to, like, it was, you know, brought about not by us mere mortals. You are the vessel, you know what I mean? Yeah, but everything that has happened around it, it's bigger and beyond us. So you can come and try, you know, shut it down and let's see. Many have tried, by the way. Mm. Let's see.
I think they're going to throw money at us, man. They're probably going to give us like a blank check to fuck off.
You think?
Yeah.
You see, the thing is, they won't because their pride won't even let them do that. It's like, there's no ways we're making these kids that rich. That's another thing. Also.
All they have is money, bro. What else can they do?
But they hate the
it's
fact.
It's not like they're going to hire Ngabis.
Nah. It's not like, I know what you mean. It's like that rich family, right? Who they've planned that the daughter's going to marry Caesar from down the street, whose father's a mayor. And then she's getting rocked by Mac G. And, you know, they want to give you just a check to say, yeah, leave so our daughter alone.
Yeah.
But in this case, they don't want us to. Abafunisvuge like that. So they won't give us that blank check. They won't give us that 50 mil or 100 mil to fuck off. Because they'd hate to see us nice like that.
Mm.
You know? So that's the thing. They want to destroy us and see us high and dry.
Yeah.
How though?
Exactly.
We're still here.
That's what I'm saying. They must try. You know?
Yeah.
No weapon formed against
us. Shall prosper.
Exactly. They must try, bro. I mean.
Not even Casper's
shit
fist.
Got not even Casper's
fist.
Come on. Yeah. Ah, those are what do they call them? Spaghetti punches.
Spaghetti punches.
Yeah, some were like palms, you know. Mbamarotis. Spaghetti punches. Brought to you by Mbamarotis. Let's try, man. Come on. We're here, bro. I see now. Tina sila. Waya waya. Sila emzanti. I see now. Tina sila. As you fly.
Hey, man. Wherever I'm going now, I'm rolling around with knocked out. Ain't nobody trying to fuck with him, though.
Nah, bro. Nah. No one's going to send Cape Town. Let me drop this fat one off first. When Knock is sitting in the back seat, we're going with Knock, bro. Wherever we move.
Anyway, what else has been happening, Ghost Lady?
Hey. Guys, it was just on the news. Mm. So, Upabi Maloy.
Oh, Pabi, that's my girl.
Upabi. Oh, so, media reports have suggested that the media personality is fighting over the legitimacy of her marriage with her husband, Ruan Adams. So, there's issues there. It's been reported that the legal battle is on the horizon, and with her hubby, Adams revealed that he paid Lobola for her wife in 2016 and therefore is recognized to have married her in customary marriage. Mm. The couple is since separated, according to reports, but the husband now demands half of the estate as they were married in the customary marriage, meaning that it's automatically in community of property.
Mm.
Pabi, though, has since denied the reports, saying there was no marriage. So this is likely going to play out.
She doesn't want you.
That's my son. I don't want you.
It's not your son. Whose son
is it? Whose son is it?
Yeah, it's my son.
Yeah, it's your son. Yeah, prove it. Open the crate, please.
Yeah. I made love to Bud. I made love to Bud. Where now? You made love to your mother. Go get a child with your mother. Come now, your mama and sis.
Call the police. And what?
Come now, your mama, and then you'll get an Adam's child.
Okay, what are you arresting me for?
For insulting us. You come running with your mother here. Yeah, 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 I want to get married. You went back. You started this whole thing from rolling. And
to play out
no
in the
marriage
court.
After he's paid Lobola.
No, yeah, no, marriage, no. It's marriage. It's recognized. Marriage, it's recognized.
Do they have kids?
Pabi had a child. They had a child, no?
Oh, so that's probably the baby daddy as well.
Yes,
right?
It's the baby daddy. Yes, they have a
kid. I don't get that, bro. Like, I don't understand, like, why niggas would want, like, half of their estate. I can everything.
Not?
Everything we do is for our family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting divorced, just leave it with the kids.
True.
And then the wife. Start that again. You're a man,
sense.
Dog.
You're a man, exactly. 100%. Makes sense. Legally, he's allowed to, but, you know, fundamentally, it just leaves a bad taste in the mouth.
He keeps the house. Where's the wife and family and the kids going to go?
Or they dissolve it and sell it, and then where the kids going to go?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Makes no sense to me.
Yeah, but you make an arrangement still for the kids together.
Sorry?
I'm just saying you still make an arrangement for the kids. You can't just guess as a man saying, okay, yes, if that's your choice to leave the wife and the kids, but you still have to give money because you have to support them, you know, going forward. Remember the kids, and it just doesn't end there. Just doesn't end with the house, but
yeah,
the kids
so
have to go to school, yeah.
But I don't understand why they fight about materialistic things.
So what you're saying is a prenup is only in place for the woman's benefit.
I think for me, as a man, I work hard and I do what I do for my family. So if we are breaking up, I don't mind her keeping the house and the cars. I'll get one room. All I need is fiber, dog. That's all I need.
But you remember, emotions come. Because you don't know. People fight.
For real.
Men, people fight. So as much as that is so like, if I'm your woman, I'll be, yay, it's that's tricky. Great, you know, for you to think like that. But in honestly, the real world, people fight. And obviously, as men now, they also have issues and saying, okay, you did me wrong some way, somehow. I deserve my half because I also put up. Like, you know, I worked.
And some relationships are weird, bro, the dynamics. Not weird, but different. Because sometimes it's the lady who brings in more money and the guy is there in a supportive role. It's like what Dineo was saying. I don't know if it was off the show or on the show, but like some dudes, he knows he's still the guy and he's still the man in the home, but it just so happens that the wife is more talented and brings in more racks.
Then I don't want shit. I'm going to get my one bedroom and my wife, I'm out.
Nah. Because the guy will be like, I helped you build this.
And so
you built it with your sweat, but I was there supporting you. I was there making sure that you're not worried about.
But at the end of the day, the kids are going to benefit from that, from our
his
hard
kids.
Work.
True, yeah.
So
and he also needs to benefit as well because he feels
what,
like
dog? What do you built, as an engineer need, dog? Apart from fiber, what else do you need?
Food.
I need the same lifestyle I used to live with her.
So then work hard.
Because she took all these years from me. She took all these years from me when I could have been building my own businesses, but I was supportive of her and her amazing career.
Dog, you're a man. Dog, how many times have you built up your career?
True.
Exactly.
But
so you start again?
Niggas
are pussies, man.
No, bro.
Power to
relationships are different,
wow.
Bro. So you're saying only women then benefit from...
No, I'm saying...
prenup is for women's benefit only.
I'm not talking about prenups. I don't know nothing about that shit. I'm saying me.
Yeah.
If my woman says she wants to keep the house and the cars and whatever, it's cool, no problem.
Me too.
I'll take my router and I'll leave. That's need fiber, though. To upload the episode.
Just to upload the episode.
Look how all the niggas are so quiet in the room. I can feel it. No man agrees to that.
Niggas don't. You know? Obviously, when I get left, you know what I mean? Like, if I was the breadwinner and I was the one making the racks and everything here I've built, I'll leave it to them because I don't want my kids' quality of life to be compromised.
You know what
I mean? I'll leave it for them. But if I was the supportive husband, I've got a claim to half of everything.
But maybe that's what your job was, to support her in her journey. And now your job is done.
Tell that to a woman when people divorce. Tell a woman that your job was to support this man and catapult him to great heights. Now that you divorced, find your way and leave him with all his money. Tell that to a woman. Mm. Watch what happens. Why is it okay to tell that to niggas?
Hey, man. It's a vendor thing, I guess.
I've seen vendor messy divorces, you know.
No, we must be balanced, you know.
Yeah, we must be balanced. Because there'd be things, other things. It's just not like just houses, no. You know, yes, you could agree on the house, but there's other things you've accumulated in this marriage.
Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on?
All right, guys. So I watched this other. Do you know about the two shows? Like there is Twice as Bold. So there's two shows.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that just came out.
I've seen a trailer.
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
Wow. Who are those girls, bro?
So it's Olwethu and Owami. Yeah.
What's their claim to fame?
Well,
promoters, net dancers.
Yeah, they're like trainers, dancers, chefs, and like socialites. But the thing is, they're twins, right? And they were married to one nigga.
Oh, for real?
Married to one nigga. And it's weird.
Prenup or no prenup?
I don't think there's a prenup.
And they had babies.
Yeah, girls. There's definitely no prenup because now they're looking for another nigga to marry both of them. They don't want to go their separate ways. They want one guy to marry both of them. They say two bodies, one soul.
Oh.
That's like their slogan: the two bodies, one soul.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's the twist, man. This was wild, bro. Now watch this. They've got a calling, an ancestral calling.
Yeah. As well.
They're like prophets.
Yeah.
So I'm like, the ancestors clearly approve of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's okay. Marry one person. It's nuts, dog. Like, it's nuts.
There was a show on TLC before that I also had watched, like, from the States. I think Extreme Sisters. So this is similar. For me, it was just like, this is perfect.
What
I love that it's South African, even.
Magic.
No, it's on Mzansi Magic, and on Thursday. It started this past Thursday.
Oh, I gotta check it out.
At 8. Check out the second episode.
8 o'clock.
Because now they're gonna meet this guy. What's his name? Mnisi. That's some rich nigga. So that old man apparently is like inboxing them on Instagram. You know what I mean? Because on Instagram and inboxing them, and now they're gonna have like a date with Mnisi. I just wanna know, like, what happens in the bedroom? You know, like, do they all sleep together? You know, because they said they're looking for a soulmate.
So
it's one soul with another nigga's soul. You know, are they sleeping together? Can the nigga step out and be like, "Aye, I've got a fetish.
Do your thing.
Like, you know, let me just watch and join you guys later." Like, what's the dynamic? It's crazy, bro.
Is it a separate bedroom arrangement or they stay in the
same house?
Or is
the different houses? You know what I mean?
No, it's the same house, I know. Yeah, it's the same house.
Oh, with the man.
I guess so.
Because
well,
I know now they're living in the border house after they got divorced.
Yes,
the nigga, is he now going to need to buy them two separate places or like it's going to be like one whole thing?
And they want to be separated, so I think it's one whole thing.
Yeah, they don't, bro.
No,
like,
no.
Wild,
even when they want to go consult, right, like the spiritual leaders, and then the one gets more like, and the other one looks, and then she joins in. It's the wildest thing ever, bro.
What's it called? I gotta watch this, man.
Twice as bold.
8 o'clock. Yeah. Watch it on Thursday. 8 o'clock on the Zantis. It's flipping wild.
There's also another one coming out. Ugungenwa. Now this is
That one is crazy.
Hey. So Ugungenwa is like it's a tradition of, let's say, when your brother's wife passes on.
Yeah.
So you end up with a wife.
Oh, yes. So
we
am Ken.
Yeah, we do that in our culture.
Do you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it sounds, with the episode that's coming, it's like, usiyabonga, it's a Zulu guy, right?
Yeah.
But then I was speaking to Mnaga because we were just talking about it, and he was also saying that his grandfather was also actually, so there's a lineage of cousins that come from the grandfather's brother's wife. So when the brother passed on, the brother ungene the wife, and then that's how we say. There are some cousins I know you are from.
It's a big thing.
Yes, it's a big thing.
But you see that guy didn't want to do it. He did it for his father. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this for my dad because there's no love. And the thing is, it just paid lobola to his main chick who stays in Soweto, you know. Now here's the thing: his brother was like 50 or whatever, and the woman is like in her 40s, and the guy's like 23.
Jeez.
So they encourage it because now, like, if especially when the wife is still young, and it's like, no, why do we just get, like, as much as she's lost her husband, someone in the family must step up, you know?
But that wife is not young, though. She's like
She's older than him.
Mom.
What channel is that on?
It's in Moja Love.
Moja Love.
Moja Love.
Yeah, it premieres on the 16th. On the 16th of April. Yeah, Moja Love.
Jeez, man.
I don't know.
Hollywood's going to come to SA. We've got stories for days,
though. And I think that guy,
they're busy with Matrix 4, 5, 6
20. You know? One. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Those people about Aaron. That's nuts, dog.
No, but it's a tradition that happens.
It's a tradition.
These things they happen.
It's our tradition, bro. You know?
I've got a couple of cousins that, same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, but must try to do a family tree, man. It's complicated, eh?
Hey, it's very complex, eh?
Family trees are complicated, dog. Family trees are something else. Especially with things like where a kid is not told who the real dad is and whatnot. You know,
there's a lot of family secrets out there. You know how you know the elders in the family. It's like they don't talk.
They were rocking each other.
Hey. The things you hear when you hear about things.
Yes, babako and nagwa babako. You're like, oh, that corner house. I'm on a fence. In a fence, a cat, and I'm a cake. What do you mean? You know, my dad is from there. There's an actor, man. Cherry Mukwena. Legendary actor with the funny eye.
Yeah.
So like he dropped something on I knew the story because his son told me, but a story like on one of the social media things, and said, please, can people tell their kids about their true identity? Because what happened with him was, mom, dad had children, then they had him, right? But he was always treated funny. Only later on he found out that, because his mom's place was like they sold alcohol.
Yes.
He found out that the guy who used to be there a lot was actually his dad. Hence now he's Jerry Mukwena Mufukeng. No, Mufukeng. Is it Mufukeng? Yeah, Jerry Mufukeng. Jerry Mufukeng Maketa or Maketa.
So he's only finding this out now?
Yeah. Look, recently found it out. Whoa. Yeah. And he spoke about this, but I know the details of the story because that show I did, Ikaslam, is produced by his son. So as we're driving, we're just telling him about the story. Oh. Yeah. And it affected him a lot because now kids grow up in this household where they're disliked and they don't know why. Like, wait, you've got the same dad, same thing. Why the flip am I the black sheep of the family? Mm. You know what I mean? So now that family.
Yeah, they're the
thing,
ones that always do the dishes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Food for thought, right? Like, you know, they always do the dishes.
Get the least, the smallest piece.
Oh, bro. Yes, you know what I mean? Guarantee your dad. And he told me a story. The son was like, the dad now could say, yeah, man, every time when that guy had like spare change, he'd give to him. Mm. Like, yeah, go buy some chocolates. Oh, I heard you're going on a school trip, this and this and that. Gandhi's his pops.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot, in the hood, where they're like, oh, no babako. But humble no babako. You're like, what do you mean? I just left my dad home.
Yeah.
Because like, people know when they know that things. This one and that one, when this one was away for work, that one used to hook up. You know what I mean? So that shit messes up black family trees, bro, like big time.
Mm.
Yeah.
I ain't got none of that. My dad looks just like me, man.
You don't know your dad, dog.
I know my dad. What you talking about?
Oh, you know him?
Yeah, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Flip out, dog.
Look out of here, dog.
You don't know, talk about your dad. It's as if, like, you don't know. You never. I talk about my dad as much as our relationships are.
He's just a sperm donor. What else is there to say?
True, but I like the fact that you recognize
you
him
know
as your dad.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I hate that thing where Tumsani Kamini, Doja Cat's father, was like, hey, you know, congratulating and being proud, and people are like, ah, but you're an absent father, yeah, especially women. Like, you're an absent father. He's still the dad. He's still the dad. And without him.
And she has acknowledged him.
Yes, and who are you to say he can't now congratulate her because he's never seen her and never visited her? Because she's still the dad. Yeah. She is still the dad. Yeah, and she's got him to thank for her name because I care about him. Shit, but no Doja Cat. If she grew up with a father, motherfuckers.
You set up that
shit,
one,
man.
You set it up.
So now you're Zandile, please.
Yeah. You know dodgy fathers. Can't even play rugby with them. You never catch them. Like,
that's why
she's Doja Cat. You don't know.
Doja.
If she had a prison father, she wouldn't be Doja Cat. Shit.
Oh,
God. So Efade, that's her daughter, and that's her dad. Yeah. And that's his daughter, and that's her dad for life. Never changes.
Yeah, my dad is in Southgate. He stays by Southgate there.
Oh, dope, dog.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw him?
Oh, I didn't know this. Dude, talk. Nice, man.
Yeah, no, when I grew up, he wasn't there, but now in my later years, he's trying to reach out and stuff. But it's different now because I'm old, dog. You know what I mean?
So when was the last conversation you had together?
I went to his house maybe a year ago.
Okay.
Mm. I went there, I ate before I went. Don't want no problems.
You thought they sent him.
What do you mean? Why?
No, I could have made some food and shit. Hey, yeah, I don't want no trouble, though. I don't want no smoke.
Dog, your dad loves you. You'll never do anything.
Your
dad will never.
What if he's dying? I'm the sacrifice.
Your dad will never harm. Dog, no. Dad, dude, he's still. How you feel about Ziggy?
Yeah.
That's how he probably feels about you now. It's just that he was younger before and made bad decisions, and you went. But he loves you, bro. Your dad is your
dad.
We'll always love you.
I got a little brother.
Dope.
What's it? Not same, different mother. Stepbrother. He looks just like me, dog, but taller.
Yeah, oh, for real. Yeah, bum
quail.
Bum quail. For real.
So when I'm tired of these fucking gigs, he'll go play there. I'll send him a premix.
He's your double. So wait, dog, so you've always known your dad, or was it like
when
you were seven, like, meet your dad?
Nah, I've always known him.
Oh, like me,
yeah,
pretty much.
But we were never close.
Identical situation.
Yeah. No, but it's not like,
yeah.
It's no bad blood, man.
Yeah, man. Chilled,
yeah.
Yeah. Ah, dope, man. That shit, that's beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anything else goes late.
That is cute, man. But it's anything
you know your dad because we called him.
Oh yeah, we called him. Yeah, you know your dad is.
No, my dad is very present, guys.
Yeah.
So guys, I've been going through this, you know, as someone who does shopping. Cooking oil has gone up, guys. Cooking oil.
bro.
Haven't you, like, don't you ever, like,
I cook. Nyapeg.
Cooking oil is crazy.
Bro, everything has gone up. Petrol, pussy, everything's up.
No.
Pussy gone up?
Up. So it's even going up as to what? To 120 rand.
Sorry?
Because now it's at about 2 liters, is about at 80 rand. So it possibly even going up to 120 rand.
How much was it?
Used to be like 40 rand. 2 liter. Yeah. I think what, last year, the year before? 40 rand. So you can imagine, guys. Like,
haven't the taxi prices gone up because of the petrol?
I think so. They're going to go up as well.
Definitely go up.
April.
Taxi drivers don't play, or owners or associations. When everything goes up, things go up. Eventually they will, if they haven't yet.
Hey, have you heard niggas going to petrol stations, filling up?
Stealing, yes.
There's a video of one guy trying that stunt, right? But the petrol attendant was ready. Always been ready. So he placed like a brick there. You know?
Yeah.
Or half a brick. And as soon, that guy didn't flinch. You know, sometimes when things happen, you take time, you freeze,
can see
to process
confused.
Them, right?
Yeah.
That guy, as soon as the car moved, went for his brake, literally smashed the back windshield.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
You've seen that video, right?
Because
they're ready now. And some petrol stations write, like, yo, give us the key, we pour fuel for you, you pay, you get your key back.
So is that
or you
real?
Pay before.
Is that real?
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
Because like, people are getting away, like they're stealing fuel.
Because I saw that notice, like, so it's like, it's on. People are literally, so they even, like, just have to take your car keys.
Yeah, because people are, I don't know why, just take a taxi, man, if you can't afford the petrol. Pay your car installment, take the taxi, you know? Like, why do that? Because someone has to pay for that. And normally it's the poor people who earn peanuts anyway. Like, well, the fuel attendants.
Our American chillers are so confused because they have to pay first and they actually pour their own gas.
That's better.
You
maybe we must start doing that. Yeah, because even in Zim, like our Zim chillers are like, well, in Zim, you pay, you know, then you get your gas.
Mm.
You know, oh, like, you pay first.
Yeah, and you get your gas. Maybe we must start doing that as well.
Ah, so many people be out of jobs, dog.
No, you pay the petrol attendant, then he pours for you.
Oh.
Because, you know, in South Africa, honesty is something else. People just pour more than they should.
But now if you pay the petrol attendant, they might run away with it. This is SA, dog.
Horrible. Then they run away, then they leave their job for like $500.
How?
No. Because normally you give the money to them. They're not running away now after you've poured. But now you just give the money before they fill up your tank.
That's tricky, though.
Yeah, guys, stop running away with fuel, man. Like, what the fuck?
Look who's talking. You don't even have a fucking
this
car,
kind of behavior? I've had fucking cars.
But it does
cars.
Affect you.
I've had cars. Then I poured fuel. I've never ran away or
you
drove
travel,
away
so
with fuel.
You travel, so you know you get affected.
No, guys. Huh? How ultra. You don't have land, but you've got opinions on land. How the fuck must I not have opinions on, you know? I Uber around. I literally pay towards fuel. I pay for fuel as well.
Bro, what's happening with Pearl Tusi and Bobby Cooper? What happened there?
I saw, she had tweeted something. I don't know what the exact tweet. And then Pearl saw now is just going on live apologizing because now people just took it out of context. She was trying to explain that, no, what she was just trying to say, what was the exact tweet?
Does anyone know what happened with that?
Bobby Cooper...
Come here, intern. It's called a mic.
Man.
It's called a mic.
Public. Oh, kill the intern.
Hey, intern. About being booked in Nigeria, basically.
No, Bobby Cooper and them. Well, Bobby Cooper.
Yeah.
Posted, please book us. I beg.
Mm-hmm.
Then she posted the booking number.
Okay.
You know, that's it. With maybe an emoji or two, and then Pearl Tusi laughed.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
She posted like lots of rolling on the floor faces emojis.
And then what? And then?
And then people are like, oh, don't you, is that normal? Is that okay? Like, she's just saying, guys, please book us, and someone else is laughing. You know, so people took it as if, like, she's laughing at the fact that maybe they're struggling to get bookings.
No way. Are you being for real?
Well, when you see the post, what do you think? When I tell you about
it? No, man, it's not that deep, dog.
That's because you've seen the video of her explaining. That's why.
But also, Bobby Cooper has got, like, two of the biggest songs right now.
True.
So she's obviously not struggling with gigs.
Yes, true.
So why would you take that serious?
I just think it was people have this pretty girl hate towards, you know, Pearl Tusi. I think that's all it is. Everything she does just gets judged, and now it just looks so ridiculous.
Yeah, they love to hate her.
They love to hate her.
I think
they just criticize her for anything and everything just because she's pretty. you know.
Ah, because she's pretty.
I don't know, Pela.
Lots of pretty girls are not getting roasted. Nandi, but you know Matilda, how she's always vocal. Roasted like
yes,
that.
There are times that also Lillian, Pearl Tusi, because she just says too much. It's like, okay, she's questioned a lot. But I think in this case, it's like, okay, guys, this is not that deep, you know.
I think people are just still angry at her for the black coffee
for
thing
the black
and,
coffee
and the
thing.
Oscars thing.
Yes.
And then soon after that, obviously when someone says, please book me, and someone else posts and laughing at that, to me, initially it looks like you're laughing at the person for asking for bookings, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like. And that's, I think, how people felt. And they still are remembering the whole Oscars black coffee thing. But then Pearl posted a video and she was genuine that she didn't mean it because she knows that Pabbi Cooper has been booked a lot, especially in Nigeria. And for her to ask with the Nigerian tone of, I beg, she was laughing at that, not at the fact that she's asking for gigs. And, you know, she posted on her social media, very genuine. Like,
and even
people
sent her
misunderstood
a text.
Her.
Yeah, just apologized to her.
I think Pearl needs some dick, man. She's got too much time on her hands, though.
No, what if she's got someone?
I'm telling you, bro. Like, every time she's training for these weird things, I ask myself, why? Like, okay, why is she posting those funny emojis?
Maybe she's also just a cloud chaser. You know,
why is she going on a date with these CBD guys?
Mr. Smeg.
Hey,
Mr.
why? Smeg,
CBD guys. So you're in the Twitter, not Twitter.
No, I mean, no Twitter, dog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But you know a lot about
But you know about CBD Twitter.
Yeah, because every time I go, because on my phone, I've got
CBD
the Google
guys.
Thing. You see, every time I go on my phone, I read the news here. And I always see Pearl Tusi's things. You see here when you scribe Google.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like, here, I see boxing is about technique. Robert Marawa shares his expectations for Casper versus Nak. I saw he had a snow bunny there yesterday, Robert Marawa. Did you see him?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, young man.
Young thing there.
Yeah. Black Coffee backs Casper and Yves in fight against Nak Music. See, that's the stuff I see.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Lamise reflects on the times she went from okay to really bad overnight. Times live. So that's the stuff I see. It's like a roundup.
So you think with more dick should be on Twitter less?
Her dick was fighting yesterday, Moth.
Yeah, say that again.
Did it win or did it flop?
Hey, floppy, let's go.
Bro, I'm trying to get invited to next year's pool party, man.
Okay.
So stop that shit, man.
Take that out.
Take that out. Yeah. It's on fire. Hiya.
Hey, on a lighter note, man, I don't know if you remember, a few weeks back, I told you there's some chillers who started this movement in Freyheit.
Oh, yeah, the big screen.
So we invited them on the show today. Please come through, man. Round of applause for our chillers. Super fucking chillers. Who's the spokesperson? We only have one mic here. Or you'll give them two mics.
They've told families and all they're going to be here. So come on, you know, let the guys come through.
Please welcome, what's your name, dog?
Spey.
On the mic.
Spey.
Spey, and you?
Koli.
Koli, please welcome Spey and Koli.
He looks like a Zulu king, right? He looks like the Zulu king. What's up, man? What's up? Yay of the elephant, right? He almost looks like a Zulu king. And he's got those pankers. How many?
It's Telo Sashaga.
No, hold the mic. Don't put it down, my dog. Tell us, man, how did the Freyhead Chillers thing come about, bro?
So actually, it started off because we do events, origin events. So it started off, we normally on Mondays and during the week, we come to a Blue Moon restaurant. We'll just chill, ask guys, have a drink and everything else. So most of the time, we'll have like common interest on just discussing things and everything. So on most occasions, school is going to be like, we're discussing the latest podcast, what Soul said, what you said and everything else. So it was like, Haibo, every time we're sitting there, girls will come through and then you'll be like, Haibo, you also know about this one? And then it got big and everything else. So we're like, we're just talking and I was like, Haibo, bruh. Okay, what if we do this thing and if we actually give people a sphere where they can actually just come and chill and watch this thing?
Yeah.
So we started it within the restaurant, two shows before everything. I remember correctly, if I'm correct, it was the 317, the Mlando Challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, we're doing that and everything. And then I was like, ah, bro, let's just go live with it. We had a lined up a movie night and everything. So we did a poster, everything, and then we're like, okay, let's let the chillers know everything is happening outdoors. Now we ask in KZN. I think our course leader would let you know what's except Friday weekend is happening.
Yeah,
so we've just created a space for chillers and everything. Party camp chair, picnic vibes, everything, wow. Big screen. Wow, yeah,
man.
From there, it was like, okay, let people, everyone know. Baswagala, abantu. And funny enough, from Fezu, it was like, oh shit, there's actually so many chillers in Fred. Mm. And we didn't even know. Like, you were like, hey, bro. And people, like, the way they're talking, okay, now, why do you, and then you ask them questions, like, say, what's your interest? What makes you say podcasting chill is the shit?
Yeah,
bro. And then you'll hear these reviews, and like, this one be like, ah, it's because the craft is so raw and everything. Mm, they're sharing intellectual talks and everything. You'll be like, hey, bro. And then from there, we're like, yeah, you know what? Let's just hit it up and record the shit while it was happening, interviewing people's responses and everything.
Wow.
And everything. And
yeah, when I saw that, I was like, this is beautiful, man. And you guys have started a movement now. Now other provinces want to start their own little thing.
True. And theirs was so organic.
Man. Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, send out, you are invited, dude. No, it was like, we just want to do this thing.
And do the chillers smash each other?
Of course.
We've got chiller babies running around.
Of course, she's named Saul McG. I am Ghost Spooky. Spooky.
No, none of that.
Yeah.
But an amazing thing that happened is that we're able to create a community in a place like Fred. It's very remote, right? Fred, 8 o'clock, everyone goes to sleep.
Yeah.
But we are able to create a social activity environment where people then are able to meet up as chillers, movie nights, hiking trails on the weekends. We do a lot of things.
What?
And we're in a space where we are at the forefront of creating a lifestyle in a place where it didn't exist, because in most of our small towns, bro, Machita, on the weekends, Yapuza, we go to church on Sunday, none of that. And then when you meet up with people who are from the city, from Joburg, they speak about things like hiking, they speak about going to the movies and podcast and chill. Podcast and chill. And then if you're able to bring that to people at that level in the local areas, then it sounds good. We're doing something amazing.
And we got to come out there, man.
Yeah, no, we have to.
We got to, bro.
It's not only in urban areas, though. I mean, the Xhosa king, you know, he's a high king. He loves hiking. He is a hiking. So you find him in the rural areas also. You find him in the rural areas. Find hiking in the rural areas.
Y'all niggas should be privileged right now because you got the honor of seeing the ghost lady. What do you think of seeing the ghost lady?
What do you think of her?
Yeah.
She's pretty.
She's hard, right? She's pretty.
No, man, thank you guys so much for coming through, man. Where did you guys start being chillers? Like, what was your first episodes you watched? Give him the mic there. The
beginning of lockdown.
Oh, yes.
We're going through the older contents, Abo episodes, Abo Ricky Ricky. It was cool.
I think the first one actually hit it.
Mike.
The one that you had with, first you started off with the camera and you'd had your phone over there, and then it was DJ Zintle.
Yes, that one.
And I think you even mentioned it. It was like after that show, it was like you just started having more.
Yeah, she put us on the map, man.
Yeah. And then from there, everyone was like, except because
I'm smelling weed. Who's smoking weed here?
I'm smelling weed too.
I'm smelling weed. Uban, Ziyash, Zakal. I thought it was them ninjas, dog.
I'm smelling it too, yeah.
So we've got chillers, right? And then we've got premium chillers.
Yeah.
Then we've got super chillers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to afford these guys, give them an opportunity to make them the first ever platinum chillers.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what this comes with?
Oh, yeah.
Unlimited grandeur on tap.
They can
come to any branch wherever we are in the world. If there's a branch, they can come. They can come to any episode we're shooting. You can give them merch.
Oh, definitely.
Unlimited.
I need your sizes.
Yeah. Merch on tap.
Okay, no problem.
You'll does that sound cool for you guys?
Yeah.
But you gotta do one thing though, to be a platinum chiller. Are you guys ready? What would you guys do to be a platinum G?
Oh, fuck, I see what he's going to say. I see what this is going.
What would you guys do?
It's took a lift.
What would you guys do?
Yeah.
Huggy, huggy.
Would you do anything?
No.
Dog, this guy has got false pancreas.
But look at him.
He's got false pancreas. Trust me. He's not about to do anything.
And you went down. What would you do? What would you do?
I can tame him.
But who would want to be a platinum chiller, dog?
Dog.
Grant you have tap, dog.
Free merch every
event.
Week.
Event. You are there. You can be on stage with us when we DJ.
Bro.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. All you guys gotta do is kiss.
I knew it.
Just one kiss, dog.
Yeah,
just one kiss. Just one.
You spagil. You spagil. You spagil. You spagil. They kissed. They kissed. They really kissed.
Even the guy that got shot today.
Going once, going twice, eh? Yeah. Even a peck, just a peck.
These are Zulu cats. They never, bro.
Just a peck.
Trust me.
Fred is looking at your niggas right now, dog.
Eat pancake would fall off immediately. Like,
okay. Can we make a request for that?
No request, Chief. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. In five.
That's what Tina Natal
is. Y'all gotta move to Joburg, man. Y'all gotta tell your family to pour out all your items this time. Look for a place. Never go back.
Just a peg. Just a peg. We'll go. We'll be lenient to them. Just a peg, not a kiss. Nah. Just a peck. A peck on the cheek.
A peck.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. For all those benefits.
You want the full kiss?
Yeah,
full
not that, like, you know?
Full kiss.
I can kiss my boy, yeah?
Let's go, guys.
Not tongue. Just umba. Not tongue. Just umba. No tongues. Yo, no tongues. No tongues.
No tongues. You guys ready?
I gag a spot.
Thank you guys so much, man.
Thank you,
this has been Podcast and Chill. By the way, Graduation is now available at Tops Mall at 55 Clayville, Roslyn, Soshanguve, Blackley Square, Polo Fields, Denlin, Carsworld as well. Anything you want to say, Ghost Lady?
Peace, love, and happiness.
Peduka. We out here, man. Podcast and chill.
Love you.
Enda. Barmini.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.